Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Happy Thursday, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We are live at 1040 O Street. Beautiful day outside. Big shout out to Kevin Meyer, Meyer Cork and Bottle, coming in for Thirsty Thursday. Always good libations, good vibe, and also we love Kevin. So we go out there and check him out. He has great deals, great options, and also they are very helpful when you have a special occasion as well. And always enjoy Kevin coming in, even though I didn't get to participate in Thirsty Thursday. Big shout out to Strick on the crossover as well. Always doing big things, but now we are into spring football. I know you guys touched on it a little bit. You know, we're heavy into football today just because of the potential, not even potential, of just the first little, I we're going to cover obviously what Dylan Raiola said, play some of the audio hopefully, and then obviously give my opinion. But then also, as we said, I watched my man. Listen, we have to pause for Strick. I've never seen somebody with bigger cojones than that older gentleman right there. Listen, he had Austin, the fear factor or percentage in his heart is -100. My man, he said, listen, it's my right of way. You're an 18-wheeler. I'm going right in front of you.
You're an 18-wheeler. I'm a two-footer. Bring it.
And the best part about it, there's no way that the driver of that truck could see him. He might 5'5".
Maybe.
On a good day.
Yeah. And just woke up.
But the best part is he looked the truck up and down like, how dare you not run me over in the middle of the street. But anyways, back to it. They had the first little, teaser of what potential college football could be. I've mentioned it many a times. You can call me, what is it when you can predict the future? What is
clairvoyant?
That? No, we used to call Coach Osborne is that you could just, you know, he was telling us, hey, Arizona State's going to be tough. We were like, yeah, right. We went down there and got our head busted open to the white meat, 19-0. But I'd been said, you know, I think when they make these kind of announcements, now I'm sure that everybody can kind of say, you know, what, you know, football, everybody's excited, spring football and stuff like that. I think they throw it out there to see what the initial reaction is. Mm. They're not just going to come out with it and say everybody deal with it. They want to know what the initial shock value is, what's the positive, what the negatives are, and if it's something that when they do really roll it out, they're kind of prepared for all the different opinions. And then, but I think it's coming sooner than later. I said it when they went from 4 to 12, and then within 3 weeks, they're already talking about 16-team playoff. Mm-hmm. This is about the money. This is about college football. This is not about every other sport. And I hate to say it, that's just the way it is. And it's going to be something different. Football is going to break off, and then you're going to see it's going to be the haves and have-nots. But I think the good thing about it, it's actually going to make people compete. So it's always a ever-evolving thing. The networks are behind it. The big money brokers behind it as well.
Are the networks behind it? I'm not sure.
I think initially they are, just because of when they're giving out billion-dollar contracts to the conferences, they do have some influence. Now, I don't think that they are totally behind it. I think there's a partnership with people that are understanding, look, we or our sport stirs the pot. It's on your network. Let's work together. How about this great idea?
So are you of the mind that if this, you know, Super League, such as it is, comes to pass, it will be because the TV networks told the schools, get in line, you don't get your money? Because I think a lot of the athletic directors right now are hesitant because they don't want to go back to the table with the networks. Are the networks going to do the negotiating for the schools? Is that kind of your standpoint?
I just think they understand. I think as they've been approached about the first college football playoffs, I think the powers that be, whether it's your big donors that are on the plane with the you know, the presidents of the university and the athletic directors and whoever are in this kind of decision making, and then also the college football, I think they learned a lot about the money and the potential of the money, along with the excitement of college football or football in general. That's why you see football almost on every day of the week. There's a reason why you have, you know, Mac Tuesdays and Wednesday. There's a reason for it. So everybody has a place. So I think it was a collaborative effort, but also I think they understand where they're at compared to other sports in college.
That they hold the power.
That they hold the power. So it becomes an ego and an opportunistic. They're going to take it over and decide to take their product and put it at a separate level because they feel like it's at a separate level right now. And maybe whether it's revenue sharing or just where they are in the pecking order, they feel like they're not where they need to be and where they think they deserve to be. Now, there's some teams that could be on the outside looking in. That's why the pressure. That's why the
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Vim, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
These expectations and the actions have to be, we gotta be, this is not just everybody. Like there is no grace period. There is no year off. There is no day off. And every day, every second of the day, every meeting, every practice, every mental rep, every, you know, training session or whatever, every time you're at school is 4th and 1. And that's why I think I'll put my commissioner hat on and see what people think in the text line about my league. But first and foremost, I think we'll go to about another 2 or 3 minutes. I think it was good today that all three quarterbacks talked. Look, the young guys have got to come in and earn it. And Heinrich Harburg has to be able to separate the new car, new toy situation versus what he has to do. Now, when you think about it, in his mind, this, if I'm him, if it, and this is it, Actually, I'm going to do his mindset, go to break, come back and do the freshman's mindset. Top of the hour, we'll do in this. We'll do more into Dylan Raiola, what he said. See if I'm along his mindset, and then we'll finish off with the college football playoffs. But my mindset, if I'm Heinrich Harburg, regardless of who's coming in, I have the leg up. I've played college football before. I do have some physical skills. I'm 6'4". I'm 20 to 30 pounds. I can run. You know, when I did the fundamental things, I've shown the ability to throw. Where I stand and where I could go falls on me. Now I have a quarterback coach. So now I would say, okay, now I have somebody that specifically is here to coach me, train me, and develop me, along with everybody else, but I'm just taking my mindset. Now I have to put all my work into overdrive. Mm-hmm. Now everything that I do, this is if I want it, right? Everything that I do has to be focused on me being 3 times the player I was last year. And it's not going to happen overnight. That's what his mindset's got to be. Every day is Nebraska, Iowa. Every day is, every rep is a win and loss. Have I gotten better? You know, this is what I'm working on. And you have to be willing to fail at times to get better at what you need to get better at because of long-term success.
I really like listening to Heinrich Harburg speak today. I thought he had a really good perspective. And he mentioned some of those issues that he didn't call them issues. He took a little umbrage with that phrasing. But what did he need to correct? He was very honest about it. He said sometimes his footwork got sloppy. Sometimes he dropped his elbow and had those passes batted down. He mentioned Michigan specifically, you know, throwing from down here, having those passes batted down. He knows what he has to work on. He knows the focus of his offseason. He appreciated Glenn Thomas for being honest with him, being in, you know, the room with him to work with him. And he said the best way for him to learn that stuff is, yes, get live reps. But also, he admitted that sometimes in the heat of the battle, he went back to what was comfortable. Yeah. You know, coaches were telling him the right thing to do, but the game would be a little faster. He felt he had to get the ball
in
out
in a hurry. Right.
So he went back to dropping the elbow to bad footwork. So his focus this offseason, he said, was how do I rep the fundamentals so often that they become what I'm comfortable with?
That's the hardest thing for a young player to do. I think he's in a great position that you have a quarterback coach that came in and that's honest with him, but then also gives him the opportunity to apply those type of some of the things that he needs to work on into a safe working environment, but then also in practice. Then it comes on the player to consciously continue to do it. And that's why you have to be in overdrive. Mm-hmm. So you're going to, you might not be able to throw all day, but you can footwork, you can elbow, you get your elbow up and do all that stuff millions of times without stretching your arm. One of the best Nick Saban videos I ever see, because I watch him all the time when, try to pick up some coaching tips. He said, he told one dude, what you do your whole childhood, play Nintendo? He said, get your elbow up and throw the ball. Now, it was, different language. What was I saying? Get your elbow up and throw the ball, deliver it. And then, so it's just the little things. And so, look, whoever has the best fundamentals, when this competition is initially decided, is going to have the leg up. Because in order to play the quarterback position, doesn't matter if you're all the quarterbacks in there, you have to be fundamentally sound. Fundamentals is how you win games. And, if you don't have fundamentals, that's how you lose. So, anyways, good first quick segment there. We're going to take a quick break. Give us the freshman mindset. Then we'll go to the top of the 5 o'clock hour. Listen to Dylan Raiola talk for, I think, the first time, this spring. So, it's good to see him up in front of the camera and see how he handles himself. And we'll talk a little bit about that. Then we're going to be into Commissioner Jay Foreman's mind for this new college football potential playoff system and Super League. We'll be right back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll holler at you.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big.